Saying Psukim of Malchus is not just meant to be reciting biblical verses. It's meant to arouse something within us that, so to speak, arouses something within Hashem. It's meant to be Ma'ir Ratzon, our desire to crown Hashem as king, and his desire, so to speak, to function as a king. Problem is, it's all nice in theory, but we're agents of free choice. We have Bechira. And sometimes we make the wrong decisions. And therefore, we behave as if Hashem is not our king. And therefore, we have to turn to the Pesukim of Zichronos. Mireishis Mezeisei Data. He told us, he informed us this from the beginning. Miflimasei Galisi, he revealed it from the beginning. This is the day of the beginning of your actions according to your mission, the remembrance of the first day. We get back to this Yom Rishon. We are arousing something within inside ourselves. I'll give an example of it. The Pasuk says, Habin Yakili Ephraim, a precious son to me is Ephraim. But if you look at the Pesukim, if you look at the Mefarshim on the Pasuk of Habin Yakele Ephraim, we think, ah, gorgeous, sweet, beautiful, a beautiful child called Ephraim. No. That's not really what the Pasuk means at all. It's Habin Yakele Ephraim. Is he really a precious, important child? Im Yelet Shashuim, a child of delight? Really? Says the Malbim. But nonetheless, even though the Psukim are somewhat with astonishment, the Pasuk carries on, Ki Midei Dabri Bo, when I talk about him, Zach Eskerenu, I'd always remember him. Because I'm getting back to that first love. It's going back to this Avas Kedumim. Hamu Me'ai Lo. My innards long for him. When I see him in Galus, Rachem Arachamenu, I'll take him out of Galus and bring him home. That's really how the Mefarshim, especially the Malbim, the Radak, say we're meant to read that Pasuk. And therefore, this tells us something so important about Zichronos. It's meant to arouse something that's concealed. Perhaps it's been concealed since the beginning of time. The pleasure that Hashem has in creating the world. The pleasure that He has in His children. And therefore, we're going back to that original place of love. Love from the first day. It's an inner love, which is not dependent on our actions. We go back to a deep place within ourselves. Jews' deep desire to follow Hashem. What gets us there is the Shofar. So the Zichronos, as we ask Hashem to remember us, for who we really, really are. And the voice of the shofar is meant to get us in touch with who we really are, our inner core, our spiritual selves, our inner essence, that which is still pure, that's just unsullied by our actions, by the mistakes that we've made. And if it's that rotten, hapnimi, that inner desire to accept Hashem's malchus with mesiras nefesh, that, so to speak, arouses similar emotions. If one can use such words, of course it's a mashal, in Hashem himself, because Ratzon Ma'ir Ratzon, our desire, arouses Hashem's desire.